Good morning. You. Thanks for listening to the Morning Joyrides. Daniel and Melody. Our friend Brian Sanders is here. And got to be honest, a big, big part of Joy FM's history and positive alternative radio. And this is such an exciting day. We've kind of been telling you a little bit about it on the way here, but the day has finally arrived. And I've got to say a big congratulations to my friend Brian Sanders,
yes,
who has written a book, and the book releases today. And we've got Brian right now on the show.
And I think I need to ring the bell.
Okay, go for it.
There you go.
Thank you both very much. Very kind. And the bell was like, you know, just the icing on the cake.
Yep. I know, right? Yep. So, I mean, this is going to feel a little bit strange for Melody and for me because we know you. But for those who don't know, what's your story that led all the way up to writing a book? That's a big accomplishment.
Just a Louisiana kid fell in love with his sweetheart. God took us on a journey. Worked at New Orleans Baptist Seminary for 14 years there in Christian radio. Mm-hmm. Before that, I worked in secular radio, and it's out of New Orleans to where God called me here. Just throughout that whole time, I've seen the importance of leadership because everything rises and falls on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A church, a business, an organization, anything. If there's not somebody there who is trying to cast a vision to say, this is where we're going to go, that church, that business, that organization, it will die because you just can't stay there. So we moved here. God just opened up the doors. I started becoming a leader. And over the last 10, 15, 20 years, I've seen the importance of it as to why it matters.
And for our friends who love gospel music, you're an author, but you've been writing for a long time. You used to write for gospel music and had some wonderful interactions with J.D. Sumner back in the day.
Yeah, I wrote for the Singing News magazine for a number of years. I was Brian Rush Sanders for a number of years. I was actually, when that happened, we lived in New Orleans. Maurice Templeton called me one morning real early. It was like 6:30 in the morning. And he says, Brian, this is Maurice. And I said, yes, sir, Mr. Templeton. He says, I want you to write a monthly column. And I was blown away.
Wow.
Because I love the inspirations. I love the Kingsmen. I love the Freemans. I love Bill Gaither.
Yeah.
And so for me to have a voice in this was amazing. And so me and JD began to have this friendly feud to where we would spar back and forth. And we would talk and we would get together. And he was a joy. He was a great joy. So that was fun.
Now, I'm going to ask you, you didn't know I was going to ask you this, but do you think any of that, I mean, writing the monthly, any of that prepared you for what was to come when all of a sudden you're putting thoughts on paper and then you're facing editors and revisions and all that goes into publishing a book?
Yes, mm-hmm. Because the more you write and the more that you read, the better of a writer you will be. So yes, most definitely that helped.
That's the voice of Brian Sanders. Joy FM's own Brian Sanders has done a big thing, written his first book. It releases today. The title, Leadership Endurance, and it's available now and shipping free from Amazon.com. Plus, we'll have a chance for you to win a copy of the book coming up here on the Morning Joyride, and we're bringing Brian Sanders to town to speak with you soon, to speak for a group. We've got a luncheon we're putting together. Stay tuned for the details here on Joy FM. More with Brian, Leadership Endurance, coming right up on the Joyride.